All right, now it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, politics, and other things. He has many years of experience in those subjects and more. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody out there. I hope you're doing well. Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. It's a good thing they don't have windows that open on tall buildings in New York anymore. This past couple of weeks.
Well, that covers everything that's going wrong. Anyhow, I'd like to start off with something that is appropriate, since we're talking a lot about abortion. There's a video out regarding the history of abortion. It's done by a wonderful actress and producer, Alyssa Milano, A-L-Y-S-S-A, first name, A-L-Y-S-S-A, Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O, M-I-L-A-N-O. You can get it on Twitter, you can get it on Facebook, or somehow, like myself, who's not very good at some of these things, you can just Google her, and on her webpage, you'll find a wonderful primer, just voice, facts. I don't believe there are any charts. And she basically covers the last several hundred years of American history in terms of how women have been kept down by white men. And it's been a series of laws and attitudes and so forth. But she presents it in a very factual way. Non-sales-like way, just giving you the facts, and I've checked the facts. So I think you should watch it, your children should watch it, and it gives you a tremendous overview of this tremendous challenge we're going through now with the Supreme Court possibly creating an abortion ban, which seems pretty stupid, but so be it. Anyhow, that's all I had for the moment.
All right. Well, the whole thing about this ban on abortion is if it goes through, if the Supreme Court follows through with what the draft says, it will leave it up to the states. And that's bad enough. It's okay, but it's bad enough. But now you have states that are going to ban abortion completely, and they're going to try to prosecute people that get abortions in other states. So it's going to be interesting to see if this draft decision holds. But we'll move on from abortion because right now there is no clear answer as to how to deal with it, and we really have to move on to the economy because this is quite an unbelievable time that we're living in, Jim, where just about everything that can go wrong in the world for the economy of the world is going wrong.
That is true. That is very true. And we have another tremendous challenge. The United States and other free nations, we have a challenge to democracy, be it like in our country or in other countries. And we have a problem with misinformation and lying on the parts of radicals. And so it is an incredibly difficult time to really be somewhat more confident that things are going to work out in terms of the economy. These things have a way of working out. Sometimes it takes years, sometimes it takes months. But what we're confronted with here is the pandemic caused Joe Biden, the federal government, to correctly put a lot of money into the economy. And that gave people of all tax brackets much more money than they had. The net result was it helped get them through the pandemic. And then as they began to feel more confident, they began spending that money more regularly, particularly on things that had to do with at-home things, gadgets, whatever. Now what has happened is we have a problem in terms of the supply chain of things like foodstuffs and oil. And the net result is the price of those things are going up, and the people do have a lot of money from, as I said, the subsidization by the U.S. government. So they're kind of chasing those prices, and in turn causing more inflation than we really would like to see. Inflation, if it's large and for an extended period, is very negative for the economy, but for values of things in an economy. And therefore, the Federal Reserve is in charge of basically stemming that tide. They've gone on record and saying they are going to do that. They have raised rates a few times, and they will probably continue to raise rates 4 to 6 times over the next year, dependent on how well they do in stemming the inflation. Now, all of this is complicated by the world situation, where we have one country, Russia, deciding that, oh, they want Ukraine because Ukraine used to be part of Russia a long time ago. Well, that's okay if the Ukrainians said, we'd love to come aboard, but they don't. They want to be independent. And there is the challenge for Europe, because after the Second World War, we formed a thing called NATO, the European nations and the U.S., etc. And basically, we bonded together and said we would defend freedom, and we would not allow Hitler to rise again and usurp the freedom of people. Well, what's going on now is we have a war in Ukraine, as you know. The U.S. and the NATO countries are providing a lot of weaponry to the Ukrainians. Now, weaponry doesn't come out of thin air. It must be paid for. The net result is we're having a lot of money now pushed into the manufacturing sector of weapons. And weapons, as we know, produce nothing but death. They don't really add anything to an economy. So we have now a whole set of new spending dedicated to the destruction of some country or some people. This is causing all kinds of havoc in terms of supply chains of food and things that are for our substance, as a lot of transportation now is done for these things. Continuing, the Russians seem to be losing the fight, but the most important thing is that somehow we get them to just stop the stupidity and move back to Russia, and let's try it all again. However, the Russian economy is in the process of suffering, and it's going to suffer much more greatly as we cut, we being the NATO nations, cut spending on Russian oil and gas. That is their revenue source. They really don't have much in technology or in many other things. The net result, that will probably cause, if this thing goes on long enough, an uprising in Russia, be it against Putin specifically or against the Russian government generally. Now, when those things happen, there's no clear line as a net result. Maybe the government gets overthrown. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe the violence spreads to other territories in Russia, which are in Europe. I mean, rather, allies, which are in Europe. We don't know that. So I can't even complete the uncertainty that exists in the world. It's far greater than you really need to do a booklet, so to speak. We have, again, the pandemic. Not pandemic, the virus occurring here in this country, in the northeastern states. China has been on lockdown. This is really not a time to be spending a lot of money in the investment world unless you're a professional and really know what you're doing, or unless you're willing to take some pretty big risks. We do not advise that for any individual. If you have somebody who you've worked with for years who knows how to do these things, fine. But again, I caution you from even engaging with a professional at this time. It's just too uncertain. We have basically quite some time now told folks to sell X amount of stocks subject to your risk aversion and your counsel and so forth. I hope you've been doing some of that at least. And now, if you haven't done it, and the market's really come off a lot, I suggest you immediately create some cash in your portfolio, because there will be opportunities. But if you don't have some cash, you're not going to be confident if an opportunity comes up, because you're going to have to sell something, and your head will be spinning from the losses you probably, if you have not sold, the losses that are in your portfolio. Long and short, continue to whittle down. And I'm not going to give you an exact percentage, but it sure isn't 100%. Whittle down the portfolio, get more comfortable, set your sights on something down the road, whenever that happens, because it will probably happen.
You know, it's for someone like me who's just, you know, I'm dazzled by the market, confused, I stay out of it. But when you see, you know, you mentioned a lot of things when I mentioned about a particular time in history. We didn't even add in to that, Jim, what's going on in China with the major business Shanghai now being shut down for it's almost 2 months. You know, it's absolutely amazing when you look around the world and you see how devastating the economy is. This is going to take quite a long time to recover from for everybody.
Yes, it will. And therefore, prudence is the byword. And staying close to home is the byword. And this is not the time to be going out and making big investments in anything, including housing. Housing has come back. It's inflated in some areas of the country, maybe a little bit more than it should. But this is the time, keep your powder dry. Keep your powder dry. We could go round and round on all of these things. And I'm very glad you brought up China, because China is so important in terms of what it imports as well as what it exports. And so when there's a lock of some kind in China, that goes, it's a river that flows throughout the rest of the world. That's how big China is. So you just have to keep your powder dry. I mean, some people, I know analysts, a couple here and there saying, well, you know, look out for the opportunity and maybe the charts show this, but the charts are lousy, okay? The charts, though, is further downside. We're in bear market territory. And when you're in bear market territory, the market might have a day or two where it's improving, and then it'll take a day off and go down like crazy. Today, the market is up in the futures market in the U.S. It's down in China. But you can't be looking at the stock market and saying, is this a day? You'll know damn well when it's the day. It either gets so cheap, it's so cheap, that old saying, they're giving it away, or you get a change, a dramatic change in some of the events that we've spoken about. And this thing with Russia if they even stop fighting in Ukraine, that's not going away. If Putin goes away, it might be very helpful sooner than later. But if Putin doesn't go away, he himself is a tremendous risk to the world. Why he's done what he's done, I don't know. But to realize in Ukraine that the army of Russia is so untrained, on lead, it's just incredible. But it turns out the Russians have spent all their money, or most of their money, on missiles and things like that that they can parade in the street. Well, they can cause a lot of destruction, but it doesn't necessarily win a war, or better said, taking over a territory. You need troops to do that.
You know, we even look at the non-conventional markets, which are Bitcoin. I mean, you look at Bitcoin, that has dropped since November. It's lost 50% of its value, and it dropped actually for a little while yesterday below $30,000. And now Bitcoin just about in December and January and February, you know, of last year was at like $76,000. That's now down at $30,000. You look around everywhere, Jim, and it's a crisis of proportions I haven't seen since, of course, we had the big problem with the stock market. But the thing about this crisis is it's not just the stock market. It seems like everything. I mean, you look at the economy. We've got the lowest unemployment rate it's like 3.2%. Wages are actually up almost 7%, and people are not accepting jobs. It's just crazy.
Well, what's additionally crazy is that apparently X amount of people in the economy, when polled, they don't think the government's doing a good job vis-a-vis themselves personally. Well, the jobs are there. The wages are up. The unemployment is down. The government is spending money to help individuals in the pandemic. So that makes it even crazier. Now, of course, we have a lot of disinformation in our country, probably elsewhere as well, but in our country. And by the way, just to add to the difficulties, that is a danger in itself. People accepting this disinformation, it can cause another insurrection. It definitely has its way with this grievance thing that we have going on in this country. I mean, it's amazing. We are free. We're relatively prosperous. We have reasonably good health care. We have Social Security. We have Medicare, Medicaid. I don't quite understand why people are so sour on things. I just don't understand it. I mean, we could do a whole dissertation on that, but that's another problem, though. I mean, we've got to get this country together. You want to talk about getting the stock market better? We need to get this country better in terms of the outlook and people working together. As many people have said, you know, this country always comes back, but it comes back because we get together and we work. It happened after the Second World War, and it happened after various problems we had. For instance, in 2008, we came back from that. We looked like we were going into a depression, and the politicians decided, well, let's do something about this, and we came back. But if more people are like those polled who are upset with something, whatever it might be, that does not help the overall well-being of the country and of the economy. By the way, on Bitcoin, we chatted about Bitcoin for some time off and on, and one of the things we mentioned about Bitcoin was that this thing is not regulated, okay? Stocks and bonds and commodities are regulated by the federal government. Bitcoins are not regulated. you don't know who's buying nor who's selling. You will have a lot of guys and girls out there pushing this thing. Well, they pushed it all right up to 70, and now somebody's pushing it down to a little below 30. I hope to God you didn't get yourself involved. You were well warned by this particular show, this particular fellow called Marshall Miles, Jim Lynch, and Jill Goodman. And do not be tempted here, okay? This is quicksand.
You've been talking about this for at least 4 months now, and it's all come to fruition. Well, on that negative note, Jim.
What's that? Mets and Yankees. You got to keep going, man.
The Yankees are 20-8. The Mets are 20-10. Hey, we got a couple of good ball teams in New York this year.
Oh, man, and the sun is shining. Let's go get them.
Can't get any better than that. All right, Jim.
We'll talk
to you next week. Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can hear Jim also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets.